This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
As he does throughout the course of the year, Kevin Fielder is kind enough to join us this evening. Kevin, welcome to the show. And first of all, a lot of camp in paradise coming up throughout the month of June in Boca Raton.
Hey, Larry, to say that Willie Taggart has checked all the boxes so far. But so far in the recruiting at FAU, he's checked all the boxes. You know, we're talking getting South Florida kids in, then hosting these camps. And, you know, these camps are so important for a lot of kids because just, you know, after the season that we had for high school football with, you know, limited attendance or no attendance at all, you know, just the complete uncertainty every single week of even not having a game potentially. A lot of college coaches, you know, no college coaches got a chance to watch these kids live. So being able to go into a practice like this and in a training camp setting like this and show that, you know, you are worthy of being recruited by FAU is going to be such a big help for these kids.
Well, you know, you make a great point. And in the opening, I was talking about how frustrated the kids or parents or coaches have been over the last 2 years because of the natural growth period. The last time that these kids were actually seen in person was 14 months ago. And you know as well as I do, kids from the ages of 14 to 17 tend to grow a little bit in that period. And those defensive backs who, you know, you stood next to that was 5'7", 155 2 years ago is now 5'11", 190. And still doing what he does. So a camp like they kick off on Friday, the June 4th, they have an all positions event. That's going to open it up for a lot of kids. I mean, you know, because this, you know, as well as I do, kids have been, you know, the coaches have kind of communicated in a roundabout way. They've been offered these kids, you know, admitted a couple of them. But this is the first time that these college coaches are going to be able to see these high school kids in person because they can't see them this spring. Talk about that, because I think that June 4th Friday event is going to be, it's going to be over the top.
Yeah, you know, there obviously isn't one way to be recruited, especially in South Florida, where every single college coach is coming down here to recruit every single kid. I mean, this is no secret by now that college football coaches love to recruit in South Florida. But, you know, as you mentioned, these kids grow. You know, when they're freshmen, they're wide-eyed, excited to play football. You know, they're 5'6" and weigh 150 pounds and, you know, look like they couldn't hold their weight in water. But, you know, when they're juniors and sophomores and seniors, they're 6', they're 5'11", they're built like football players. And, you know, we can, you know, all these coaches can watch all the highlight films and all the game films that they want, but there's value in being able to see these guys up close and personal. And for Willie Taggart, this is going to be his first chance to see a lot of people up close and personal. And I think that's just going to help elevate his recruiting to the next level. And I think just overall, him holding these camps, and FAU holding these camps in a state-of-the-art facility is going to help South Florida recruiting, Palm Beach County, Broward, Dade County. It's going to help a lot of players get the recognition that they ultimately deserve.
Yeah, no doubt. Kevin Fielder's joining us. We're talking FAU football. They have summer camps. Their camp in paradise is what they call it. They have their second all positions camp on Saturday, June 12th. So if you happen to miss, because you know as well as I do, once June 1st comes, everybody's going everywhere. I mean, you know, whether it's Alabama or Miami or Wisconsin, these kids are already have their plane reservations. They have their – so if they miss one – FAU has three different all-position events. They have one 4th, as we mentioned, the 12th, and then the Friday the 18th. And then in between on June 13th, they're going to have a specialist camp, which is going to be great because, you know, I mean, I think we've turned up the volume with our kickers and punters over the last couple of years. We had the number one high school kicker last year in Borregales, and now he's at the University of Miami. Next year, one of the tops in the country is the kid Will Bettridge from Miami Gulliver Prep. So you take a look at that, and FAU's playing right into it. But you knew they would. You look at people who are around that program, Kevin. I mean, not only Willie Taggart, but Dave Kelly. A lot of guys who are like what I call old souls. They've been around. They know they know what it takes. So if there's a recovery period, a younger coach may panic, but these – seasoned veterans and who have been around, you know, lots and lots of years, understand you just adjust. And, you know, just when you go, like you go the wrong way, your GPS adjusts. So that's what happens. So they made adjustments and now they're going to utilize these three big dates, as you said, to see kids for the first time. It's not like you're going to see, because remember last time around, you were at a different school when the kids could be seen. So, and you really weren't into recruiting this area as much. And as you said, it's a great point. I mean, this is the first time that this coaching staff, for the most part, with the exception of maybe Coach Samuels, who's from down here and does a lot of the, you know, knows a lot of the kids, this is going to be like virgin territory for them. And that's good because they're going to see, they're not going to have any preconceived, you know, ideas about kids. They're going to come in like they're all brand new and they're wide eyed. And I agree with you. I think it's a good event. Talk about that, because I think a lot of people kind of miss out that this is an advantage, maybe being seeing these kids for the first time, you know, in person, because there's nothing you can revert to. Everything moves forward.
Yeah, you know, a lot of coaches will say that their kids run a certain speed or that they jump a certain, you know, vertical jump or that they have a certain bench press. But these coaches don't get to see that up close and personal. You know, right. they don't get to see that this kid ran a 4.5 40-yard dash or, you know, that they put up so many reps on the bench press. But now this is their chance to see that strength in person. And, you know, a lot of these coaches, Willie Taggart's going to be out there, the offensive coordinator, you know, they're going to have their coaching staff out there, and they're going to be taking notes. They're going to be pinpointing guys who they can pursue in this year's recruiting class and in future recruiting classes. You know, this is a chance for a lot of high school kids, and I can't stress this enough, this is a chance for a lot of high school kids to put their name on the map. This is a chance for a lot of these high school kids to be able to put themselves into the you know, the checklist of FAU. You know, this is the guy we want to pursue. This is the guy we want to pursue. And, you know, look, you mentioned that Willie Taggart hadn't really had the chance to view a lot of these guys because, you know, this is really his first chance to view him, because when he was at Florida State, he wasn't even recruiting the same players. He wasn't recruiting the same 3-star or 2-star underrated prospects that he's recruiting now. He was going after those 5-stars, those 4-stars. We all know the 5-stars and the 4-stars are good football players. But there are a lot of good football players in South Florida that go unnoticed every single year because they don't get the opportunities and they don't take advantage of these opportunities. This is going to be a good chance for a lot of these players to take that first advantage.
No doubt. That is Kevin Fielder. He covers FAU as well as anybody. Kevin, talk about how everybody can follow you during the course of the next few weeks when things will be breaking.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at @TheKevinFielder, and you can follow Fifth Quarter FAU at FQFAU for specific FAU content. You know, I think it's going to definitely get more exciting here in the next couple of weeks and in the next couple of months as we get, you know, those next waves of 2020 or those next wave of 2022 recruits, and also a couple transfer portal guys. You know, I think it's definitely going to get a little exciting for FAU here.
Keep following. Thanks a lot, Kevin. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, Larry. You have a great rest of your week.
We will. Kevin Fielder, who brought us up to date on FAU and some of the things going on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.